Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. It's Wednesday, and we're simulcast on a lot of different stations right now, including Newsmax, iHeart, and the others. And we welcome millions of people around the world to listen to our show, and glad to have you aboard. Today, so far, it looks like it's going to be quiet in the sense that we don't have the roundtable yet. If anyone calls it, that is great. You give us a call at 515-602-9657. That's 515-602-9657. And we could create a new roundtable. And that's a good thing because we want to change gears and stuff like that today. And kind of reason why we're hoping that we don't have the same old in that. But I want to open up before I introduce my co-host, Scarlett. I want to do a little bit of a different type of PSA, and it was really interesting because one of the biggest problems we have in this country is the behavior of our children. And one thing a friend of mine brought this over and gave this to me this morning, and I posted it around. And it says, I don't know what about you, but I'm a firm believer that undisciplined children grow up to be undisciplined, disrespectful adults. That says a lot. And we as parents got to be able to teach our kids at a young age, newborn, on up, because even before in the womb, about values and morals and respect of others. And that's important. It's the moral foundation of life itself is to be respectful to others, to have dignity and self-confidence and self-esteem, and learn right from wrong. And if the parents are not that way, how would the children that they're being taught up that way? And that was the comment that was made. If you have parents that doesn't have anything to do with respect and morals or values, then how is the children going to learn that? And that's a big thing. So that's the line that we're using today. And I know it's funny because one of the people I talked to earlier today said the same thing. He moved from Massachusetts down to Texas. And he sparked cry because in Texas, like here in Florida, you could go in and say good morning to people and hello and be respectful and stuff, and they look at you and they say, hey, great, how are you? How are you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, for the most part. But we're up in, say, New York or in Massachusetts or in California or any left-wing state where there's no values and morals, they tend to say, look at you as strange and stuff. But they just say, just that way. In fact, the guy told me that he was in a bar up in Massachusetts, and he goes, good afternoon, ma'am. And the lady almost ran him out of the bar because they thought it was an insult. But down here, if you say good afternoon, ma'am, good afternoon, sir, that's respect. And that's learned by the parents. And, if you don't teach your kids to be respectful, that it means that that kid's going to have a problem when he or she grows up. That's why the environment broke out when you're a parent. You got to make sure your kids are in the proper environment that teaches right from wrong, that's away from people that are criminals and thugs and gangbangers and drug dealers and murderers and anything under the sun that's criminal, as well as mental health issues, and get them away from them and start moving people and moving your children into an environment that actually is conducive in bringing respect and honesty and dignity and learning right from wrong and a very moral compass of future, because you don't want your child, maybe a little boy or a little girl, to grow up to be a gangbanger or a thug or somebody in that nature. Well, especially the things, if you grew up in a bad situation, why would you want your children to grow up in the same situation? You want to change the environment so they can be better in life. And that's what this is all about. And that's why he knows I'm a big asset in that and promoter of changing environments to protect the kids, to get these kids to have the moral compass so they can have a chance to have a life. And so he sent me over that situation. So let me introduce you now to my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing good. How are you?
Yeah, it's a long, busy day. Yeah. And there's a lot of different things. We got some bad news this morning early, and it's probably going to be the end of AT&T and DirecTV by what they're doing. It looks like they're going to go belly up the minute they literally took down Newsmax. Yeah, they dropped Newsmax, which is the fourth biggest moneymaker they ever had. And the American people, and a lot of seniors especially, that watch that have DirecTV in areas, they want their Newsmax back, and they filed a multi-billion-dollar class action lawsuit today that basically tanked DirecTV and AT&T. In fact,
you know,
they're lucky at, they're going out of business.
They signed a contract with these clients showing that these are the channels they're going to have. And that could have been the closed deal, because they wanted the Newsmax on their DirecTV. So that means it was a bait and switch.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are now suing that for that, but bait and switch. There's criminal activities going out. Congress is looking to de-license AT&T and DirecTV because of discrimination and censorship. So we'll look, there's
That's
a big
right.
thing going on. I'll give them a week to 2 weeks, and they're going to bring them back in. Either that or they got to just shut down.
Who
Disney
knows?
Almost went belly up with the wealth they did.
Netflix still lives. Even with
Netflix
the
lives,
they
but
did.
they're bankrupt. They're financially
so
in the negative.
Because Biden keeps giving them money. Where's the money coming from? I don't know. But that's going on. You know what? Can we turn back for a minute to your opening, to your PSA?
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You were saying that, you know, I have another thought to this. What happens, you have a great loving home, your parents instill in you respect, but you just fall off the, you know, fall off the curb. You're just, lost soul. You don't have a handle on life. You can't figure it out. You don't have friends. You don't have close relationships.
Okay. You go with your parents.
You sit on a computer all day and you hide in your room and you become engaged.
Well, you find something that's interesting. You try, well, if the guy or the son or daughter is a computer nut, you try and get him into a computer club that was with good people, that's not hackers or anything like that. I could get them into gamers and stuff like that, and meet people that way.
There are great families. Just some do fall through the craft, Joseph.
Yeah, they
you
do.
Know?
But there are a lot of there's a lot of different ways of doing it. There's agencies and clubs
to
do that.
And they try to help the child, and the child itself is just not listening.
It could be a mental situation. It could be a mental situation of some sort.
Okay.
It could be autism. It could be
and
a bunch of
other
different things.
And they have children in the household that follow that rule. They have respect. They have a moral compass. They speak nice. They're responsible. Okay, and then one falls through the crack.
It could be a problem there. It could be a problem there. He could be slow in the sense that he could be autistic. He could have some other problems. They could take him into, get them examined, and take him through. We just did a show on that on mental health that's just been on. It's called Accused, the pilot show, the first one. That was strictly done by mental health, and it was coordinated by a number of people we know, including Michael Chikakis. That's from Commiss Frame, by the way. And we're in contact with you about
a deep story,
And we're in contact with them and the wires and stuff. We focus a lot about mental health issues
around
our radio show, and that's part of it.
Not in everyone, but there is a one that falls through the crack and turns out to be not with it.
But there are ways of trying to get help now.
And just doesn't, the person, child just doesn't listen.
Right. It's up to the parent to figure that out. And if they can't, there's a lot of agencies and organizations that actually come and help them. And that's what part is the Accused. There's a number of other programs that we did that were out there that did the same thing that we work with. And there is a lot.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Therapy is very good, but then that falls through the crack too, because there are ones that fall through the crack and lie to their therapist, lie to themselves, lie to their family.
Well, if you're lying to the therapist, you're lying to yourself. You're not getting healthy.
Liars.
All you're doing is fooling yourself and you're hurting others besides yourself.
We need to get the babies.
That's what we're focusing on. We're focusing on the, and especially with single moms and single dads, but mostly single moms that come from a troubled environment to begin with.
Because they do. Babies absorb. Okay, I mean, especially when they're young, you want to instill all that great stuff in them.
That's great. But the thing is, with this statement was that if you as a parent, even a single mom or single dad, but single mom mostly in this case, if you have been bad all the time, always in trouble, hanging around with gangbangers, hanging around with drug dealers, hanging around with people that have mental health issues, criminals, thugs, con people, anything you can think of, and the parents just look the other way, how is she going, or in this case, single mom, going to bring up her son or her daughter in a matter that is going to be conducive to helping the
really
kid
know.
Have a real life.
I don't know.
The answer
I don't
is
change.
The answer is, according to every professional I've talked to, and the several that are going to be on the show in the next few days, a few weeks, is going to be talking about that you could actually change,
yeah,
the,
you
environment,
can change the environment,
but you got to get
but
the, you got to walk.
What happens if they don't think their environment's bad? That's the only environment they know.
Then when they get busted, when the group that they hang out with get busted, and they end up losing their kid, they will understand that. That the environment is bad. Sometimes you gotta get the guy get hurt, fall down to the, you have to crash dive, so to speak, and until you understand that the environment you associate with may be a danger now to you,
okay,
but definitely
and what
to
happens
your little
if
boy
that
or girl.
Happened, let's say that happened before there was a child.
Again, the parents,
just never learn and keep,
maybe
and
the parents
keep
have
making
never
the
been
same
parents.
Mistake. Keep walking into that wall.
Because they don't know any better, because it goes back to the
That's
parents of the rituals that have to teach them right from wrong, values and morals, the respect of others, doesn't teach them, doesn't build the person's self-esteem
so
and self-confidence where they can live a life.
Person or people to see the light of day.
Yeah, well, it takes time, but we're doing things. And sometimes you have to clean the paths in the neighborhoods to change things.
There's a child involved. This is...
Yes.
It's not a pawn. This is a real human being. So this will affect...
It's true. But again, how much can you
tell
somebody that they're hanging around with bad people? Sometimes you're just going to have to let them figure it out for themselves, and sometimes you have to let them get into trouble and see the end results of it. We can only clear, in the law enforcement, we can clear the path for these people, get rid of, arrest them all, get rid of them all, and then hopefully that
would
the mother
the
will choose, the mother will choose the path. But that doesn't always work.
Is the child in danger because of the poor decisions and the lack of...
Of course that child's in danger. That child, every time a decision, every time they stay in the same environment, that a child that's growing up in an environment where there's gangbangers and drug dealers and murders and enablers and people with CRT and all the other stuff that's out there, and hang out with mental health issues and everything else, that child always behind the eight ball. That child's got a hard time growing up in real life because all he sees is bad apples. That's why when you grow up in a bad neighborhood, most parents pick up their stuff and get out of that neighborhood because they want to protect the kid from being part of being grouped into a very bad environment because that's
but
a that
never happens.
For the individual.
Because it,
most
it
parents
follows.
Do that. Most that's not true. Most parents will get up and change the environment. They will do it. They will change
okay,
because the
well,
health well-being of your kid is more important than the drug.
Okay, you change the environment, but the environment that was instilled in the person, it's still
that's true.
It's still
they get deprogrammed through this. Plenty of programs out there that'll deprogram them and get them to a better place, and it works every single time.
How do you get them there?
Well, there's several of them that will do that. Heritage Foundation is one of them.
No.
How do you get people
to cross the line to make a better decision for themselves and their children?
It may end up waiting to your choice when Social Children and Family Services says you either go here or you lose your child. That may be the only place. In the worst case scenario, but most parents don't reach that far when they start seeing things down because maternal instincts do take over eventually in time. But again, sometimes the guy goes through all kinds of different events before you figure things out.
Okay.
But that's okay. Meanwhile, let's get other topics. We'll do that in a minute. This afternoon, Trump got reinstated into Facebook and Instagram. He is now in Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all the other stuff that we're in. So his social media network is back to where it was back in 2015, 2016. And that, if he wants to use it, but true so.
You think he's going to make a post, huh? He's going to
do it. He, no, he'll do it because he's got two campaign stops on Saturday. So he'll be doing something there. And if he does it, his campaign can do it. It's a good way to market and promote.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we have an update down here in Broward County. We just finished up a lot of the paperwork, a lot of the other stuff. I said a while back we did the physical psychological profile, and we are now officially in the database for the BSO. All we need to do now is do the ritual swearing in, which will be in a few days. And we'll start moving the stuff in. We also have an update on the 9/11 call center. We're in the middle of negotiations. We're talking to. I am one of the people spearheading this, and they agreed to a couple of our terms, and we're going to continue to work it as we got to the end of March to the 30th to get this done, and. We're talking about we agreed to expand the 911 call center. They agreed to unite the three counties, Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach County into
one
essential one. Broward County. Up to this way, if there's a call coming in that's on the border for each of the counties, either side can respond and not have any delays, because those delays could cost the life of someone. So we're doing that. Plus, they're going to upgrade. They agreed to upgrade the computers and the systems, the electronics there, and we're also going to retrain all the people that work for 911 to handle the upgrade. Plus, also to properly disperse these calls in a timely manner to whatever call is available, whatever call is available, so we can get to each individual situation a lot faster than the 5 to 10 minutes it takes. We want to bring it down to 2 to 5. All of that is on the books. All that is being agreed to. It's just a matter of working this out. And we're going to take care of that.
Important.
Right. So we're working on that. There's been, we arrested a big drug kingpin and fentanyl in Palm Beach, in Pompano Beach, rather, just the other day. He also tried to kill a single mom. So again, when you're hanging out with drug dealer single moms, you could be putting yourself and your son and daughter in life in danger because of the drug dealers. They will turn on you in a second. A hair trigger.
Did that mother lose her child?
I don't know. It's in the process. I can't talk to an ongoing case, but the arrests have been made for the drug deal for attempted murder on the mother, as well as the fentanyl.
Do you know how much fentanyl?
15 grams, but I'm not sure.
Wow. That's a lot. That shit will kill.
So that's a big thing there. The other thing is they
survived it, because the odor in the air, you get consumed.
Well, we actually have a car has that the kit that actually stabilizes you until they get you into the hospital where they'll help save your life. That extra few minutes actually saves your life. But it doesn't always work because it depends on when we get it. That's why if somebody calls you that they're out and that they're down and out and you don't know what they're on, you call 911 immediately if you get their location and get them help immediately, because if fentanyl's part of it, those split seconds could save a life.
That's an interesting thought to come to mind. Because you hang out with these thugs, and then when you call them for help, they just tell you to go scratch.
They're not going to come around. They're afraid of getting caught up in this thing.
You think that they're good to you, but they're black. They black on you.
I did not. That's another thing of learning. That goes back to the parents' teachings.
That they're sitting on you. See?
That goes back to the parents teaching kids right from wrong. If you had that moral compass, you would never hang around with these drug dealers and these thugs to begin with.
No.
And it's not good.
No. You know that.
Let's get back to something else today. We found out that Poland's sending in their tanks to Ukraine, and then Biden this afternoon gave Ukraine 31 M1 Abrams tanks. That's our best tanks to Ukraine. 31 tanks to Ukraine plus the 20 or 30 that Poland gave.
Why are we supplying them with this war?
Because we don't want Russia to win.
People are suffering here in this country.
There's nothing. The equipment and stuff like that, it's not going to give us. It's not going to cost anything on that. That's a done deal already. The 31 M1 Abrams, they need that. If we stop, it's better to have Russia defeated in Ukraine than to worry about World War III and have them go to Poland elsewhere.
I read that Putin was stepping down.
We hear all kinds of different rumors, but until he does, forget it. Don't listen to anything.
All right.
The best
on the market, best made to fight this war. And Poland gave them stuff. And I read Germany gave them stuff. Okay? Fine. What happened to all the money we gave them? What were they doing with the money?
It's still there.
So what are they doing with the money? Why did they do money?
I don't know,
I mean, really? Okay. It's not our job to keep a country afloat. Fiscally, okay? It's just it sounds like Bush with Afghanistan. It sounds selfish, doesn't it? Yeah.
We already talked about Newsmax and AT&T, but Newsmax wasn't the only one that AT&T and DirecTV kicked out over time. They also eliminated OANN, One American News Network. They did that for a while. But OANN still out there and still doing their business. They do it mostly online. By the way, for people that love Newsmax, that don't have Newsmax because of AT&T or DirecTV, you could download Newsmax app on your phone and you can still watch it there. And they can't stop you from getting information.
Yes.
And it's free, so you don't have to pay anything for it.
And they publicize that all the time, okay?
So, and you can also listen to, by the way, we also got, now, there's several things going on in Congress now. Scarlett wants to talk about that. Kevin McCarthy, has put off the fare tax stuff to get on the place, waiting for a little while for that. He basically killed it at the moment because they're not ready for the vote to eliminate the IRS and go into that. And a lot of these people in Congress don't understand what the fare tax is. I urge everyone to go to fairetax.org. That's fairetax.org. You're going to have to change the Constitution
I don't want to change the Constitution. Do they understand
it? You got to repeal the IRS.
I mean, this is what they vote. Do they understand the things in general? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
People voted for people just because they smoke great. Sorry,
that's the way I see it. The left is very pissed off because Kevin McCarthy made sure that Shifty Shift, Swalwell and Omar are not on any committees because of their incompetence. Hey, we got a caller.
They're criminals. I want to finish something, okay?
Okay.
Before you go on there. We have people in Congress that don't know their toes from their head. It's a scary thing, okay? My point is, if you want to learn about what the fair tax is, you know, you can put documentation out and they can read about it. It's also online.
That's what they're doing. Yeah, that's what they're doing, and they're giving more time. They'll get back to the fair tax in a few weeks. But right now they're shelving it at the moment so everybody can understand it, read it, and get it properly done. That's for Kevin McCarthy. But,
okay, fine.
But anyway, we got Mark on. Well, how you doing, Mark?
Fine. Yeah, I like what Gail just said. You know, the politicians cannot tell from head to their toe. I think that's an understatement of the year, though. But anyway, it's pretty good. But anyway, speaking of Ken McCarthy, he did do something right, though. He did two things right. He got rid of Adam Schiff off the committee. You know, where is the national
the committee?
He's off of that. They got off of that committee. Then he got Omar off of her committee, and then he also kicked out
Eric Swalwell.
The other person. Eric Swalwell. That's right. Yeah, Eric Swalwell. Don't forget.
Okay, I'm going to go one better. Who's the Republican that's upset about it? This woman
Indiana congresswoman that is upset at that we kicked Omar off of her committees.
You know what? You know what? When I saw and read that, I said, there's a rhino. There's a dingbat.
Yeah, dingbat is right. Yeah, get rid of this. Like, remember what they did with Lynn Cheney too as well. That was great. So, yeah, get rid of these dingbats. Get rid of them all. Throw them out.
eventually, they show themselves. They lie.
Sure did. Okay.
I don't care. I got a question for you, Mark. This George Santos thing. What's your take on it?
George Santos. I'm trying to remember.
That's the guy that lied to his teeth to get elected in New York.
Oh, that guy. Oh, the mayor of New York, right?
No, that's the guy. The guy that lied to his congressman. He's a congressman.
Oh, congressman. Oh, that's right.
He lied about being a trans.
Yes.
He lied on his resume. He lied about a lot of things, and they want to go after him. So my point was, if you go after him, you need to go after others, like Pocahontas and John Kerry and Biden, because they all lie, correct?
Correct.
So what's good for the goose is good for the gander,
correct? Exactly. That's correct.
So if you're going to go after him, go after the others.
Well, Kevin McCarthy said today with him, he said that the people of New York voted for him, got him office. He's there to represent the people that voted for him. Unless the ethics committee finds something that is criminal, literally criminal, and that he will stay in Congress until the end of his term, which is 2 years,
right.
Which is the right
that
answer.
Next year, I actually think about it. It'll actually
2024.
Yeah,
2024,
every 2 years.
But that
goes to show you something. No matter what they say, they're full of shit.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. No kidding. Gail's cool. Gail, is it? Gail's been on Florida all week.
It's
been great.
You know what? Live in Florida. It's free. You know, there are some kookies here, but you know what? It's still cool.
It's pretty cool, right?
The rest of the country is all astray. I'm telling you, it's got some loony toonies out there, man.
Oh yeah, we got some. Speaking of Looney Tunes, I gotta tell you something. Tina Kosak, you know, our governor. Now, if you go out in public and you wear your NRA jacket or your NRA hat, like I have, like my life being a life member of the NRA, you get to go to jail for four whole days. By the way, four whole days in jail for wearing your NRA jacket in public.
You can't. That's illegal. It's free speech.
You can't do that. That's freedom of speech. Oh man, he's a real kook.
She's a kook.
She's a cook. No, she. There's a lot of people leaving Oregon because of her. Same way a lot of people leaving in California.
I'm leaving in March. I'm going down to Florida. I'm going to be in Ron DeSantis. I can't wait.
Yeah. You know what? You'll be in a better place.
I will be in a better place. Freedom. It's called freedom, folks. It's called freedom.
Yes.
What's that Cali thing, Joseph? Where you can walk around and show. You know, the carry thing. Here in Florida. What's that called?
I don't know. Open carry. Constitutional carry.
Open carry, yes.
You can walk around. We're in the process of getting that passed.
Yep.
We're in the process of getting it passed.
Of course you support it. Everybody supports that.
By the way, the New York Post just reported that that they got this incredibly suspicious Hunter Biden email that would be based on classified information. The GOP senator has just filed treason charges against Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Their arrest is coming real soon for treason.
Yeah. Right. Oh, at the tribunal, find them guilty and hang the fuck. And the rest with them. Shit. You know? I'm sorry.
Right.
I take back the bad word. You know?
Yeah.
So, Joseph, what else is playing? What else is going on in the country?
Yeah, well, those are the main things.
We talked about moral compass with mothers and children. We discussed how I'm not happy about sending shit to Ukraine. It ain't my war. I don't really care. Sorry. Unless it comes here. You know, that's the logic. Will it come here? I don't know. Okay? So, and then we discuss what's going on in Congress. And it's a paycheck. They shouldn't get paid. You'll see people go there and walk. You'll show who's for you and who's against you when if you took their paycheck away. Do you think I'm wrong, Joseph or Mark?
No.
No. Oh, by the way, Mike Capagno, the former Homeland Security Director, remember Mike Capagno? He's got a new book out, by the way. It looks really good. I can't wait to get it.
I don't know how close the real it is, but, you know.
In fact, we got border crisis right now going on. I mean, it's amazing we have going on right now.
And then again, the left is still trying to indoctrinate our kids. Columbia public school officials are under fire for sending 30 kids. They sent 30 kids to a controversial Columbia Values Diversity Breakfast last week that's supposed to celebrate Martin Luther King, but officials featured a 15-minute drag performance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bad thing.
What, Martin Luther King?
Yeah. By the way, the citizens in Texas and other border states are now volunteering to secure the border themselves. Similar to, remember the Minutemen that we had at one time over there? The same thing's happening again.
Yeah, and Mike Capagno's new book is Never Give It an Inch, by the way. Never Give It an Inch. It looks like a really good book.
Here we go. I thought in Congress was giving money to finish the border.
The House is doing that.
The House is doing it, yeah.
What,
finishing the border.
Is it being worked on?
Well, we're getting started anyway. They got what they get, what we have in place right now is those shipping containers right now. You can see the borders. They start doing that. Congress did do that as and they gave them the okay for the governor to go and to
and move it. That was the old
governor.
Yeah, what's happening is that in Texas they are building the wall. They're not waiting
for
the federal. They are literally doing it, and they got private donations to help do that. In Arizona, the same thing is happening, despite the illegal governor, which, by the way, will be out of office in the next couple of weeks because the court is going to rule on the 1st of February to take this criminal from the prison out of the governor's office.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to certify myself. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, New York City mayor's turn.
This is the most craziest election. Arizona's the most crazy election I ever heard of in my life. It really is nuts. Think about this.
It is.
The crime rate is going up in Arizona thanks to this governor. And so we have Curtis Lieber and I and others got together, and we formed Guardian Angel Task Force for Arizona, and they're there now.
Is Kelly Lake going to be a new governor now for Arizona? When is that going to take
place? Kelly Lake will be reinstated as governor sometime around the 1st or 2nd of February, depending on what the courts that set up the date. And the other one that's presently there will be in prison and charged with treason and then taken care of.
And who's doing that? Supreme Court justice, or
this is the Supreme Court in Arizona, and if it goes from there, it goes to the Supreme Court of the United States. But we don't think it's going to go that way because if they know that if it goes to the Supreme Court of the United States, Kerry Lake's going to win anyway. So once the decision is going to be set by the Supreme Court in Arizona, it'll be done.
What about the inauguration they had for Arizona? What about the inauguration they had then? Was that illegal?
Nobody except for the thieves. There was no one there.
I mean, that was just crazy. I mean, that's just nuts.
We're living in a rough time right now because there are individuals that are just so corrupt and criminal with intent to kill them. And they're everywhere. You know, and their tentacles are hurting people. You know,
yeah.
And
by the way,
voting for it. You want to know how?
By the way, it was
300.
There was 350 grams of fentanyl it was a 62-year-old man that was arrested after selling over 350 grams of fentanyl. That's the second one that we were doing in Broward County.
It's sad. Because it's
a grandfather, grandpa selling fentanyl. I love it. That's just great. Baby boomers, no less. That's just great.
Uh-huh.
Beat me up, Scotty.
They're going full throttle. They are.
I would say so.
They are. Look what's going on with BLM and Antifa. Well, look what's happening in Atlanta.
They are called terrorists.
I would like with that. You could thank Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz and others. They filed a move in Congress to make Antifa and BLM a terrorist organization.
Yay!
Domestic terrorism.
Okay.
Don't forget Martha. Also, don't forget. Wait a minute. Don't forget Martha. You need to add Martha Blackburn to that because she's the senator from Tennessee. She also said that Antifa and also Senator Ted Cruz and Jason Jason Hawley all said, and so did Elisa Fonick from New York said that Antifa is in effect a terrorist run organization group. That's what they are. Gazeros is a group.
Yeah.
Terrorist gang thugs.
I'd like to thank the Atlanta police and the Attorney General in Atlanta and in Georgia for going after and not taking the crap, and they arrested the ones that the Antifa that were eliminated. The rest got arrested, and they're held without bond. In other words, they're in prison. They're not going out. And that's the thing. And most of them that came in to burn the area up, they were outsiders. They weren't even residents of Atlanta at all. These are people coming to different cities and areas
SCRU.
To destroy.
I'm telling you, this is SCRU, okay?
Yes, they do, right?
And all the other goofy little things,
One of the things that we already did here in Broward County is and coordinated with the state, as her Attorney General's office as well as the Governor's office, is that if Antifa comes into Broward County, you have the right to protect yourself and your property. You stand your ground, do whatever you got to do, and do not allow these terrorists to do anything. If they decide to become violent, protect yourself. If they resist, eliminate them. We will not arrest you at all. We will make sure that, in fact, we'll probably give you a badge. In other words, a hero. You are getting what? A trophy for
the
doing
A-team.
Things. Like the 18. Yeah. But the point is, you have the right to defend yourself from terrorism.
Right.
And that's what these are.
Yeah.
Same thing with BLM.
Yeah.
What happened to those the heads of BLM who embezzled funds?
They're all in prison.
How is BLM still flowing?
They're not really.
George Soros.
But they're not really functioning as what they were.
I thought Interpol was picking up the Soros family, the daughter, the son, and George.
They're in the process of, Bill Gates. There's a bunch of stuff. Bill Gates wants you
Jeff
to eat. Bezos is flipping different things now. He's more interested in trying to find a way out of the Washington Post. He put up the Post up for sale to buy something else. There's some maneuvering going on. Same thing with Elon Musk with Tesla. He wants to take Tesla, which is public, and make it a private company again. That's been the stock market tumbling down. There's a bunch of people moving different things around. Google's in trouble.
They're scared about the market.
Google's in trouble. YouTube's in trouble. Facebook's in trouble.
Well, Facebook might have saved them by reinstating Trump today. Officially, that may have helped them a little bit, but right now the Google's
not
the biggest trouble. He's in trouble anyway. He's looking. They already have the diamonds out for him. And the board of directors are pretty much going to kick them out if they haven't kicked them out yet. They will.
Yeah, they got not just indictments, subpoenas and indictments and. What's the other word I'm looking for? You got subpoenas, indictments, and something else I'm missing. Criminal investigation going on too with criminal interference, that's right, election interference and voter fraud with Facebook right now. So he's got four different charges.
Yeah, Wisconsin is one of the states. There's a bunch of them that have to step out. We're running down. By the way,
Texas.
The clock is running pretty good today. So, but we got about a few more minutes left, which is good.
Okay. Well, anyway, I appreciate your time. Thank you for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Anytime.
You take care now. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
Be safe, guys. Right. Be safe.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Mark. Mark and I go back, about 14 years, even before this radio. We've been doing it because I was being interviewed when I was ran for Congress and stuff like that. And I was running, and that was interviewed by him and other stuff. And we go back and forth. And we out there and we work off each other. Mark is part of what they call his old news network called Patch News. You can get him on YouTube and stuff. You can watch the interviews that him and I did back then and other stuff going back years ago.
He's
moving down to Tampa in March. And he's a great friend, and we're looking forward to have him come into Florida.
That's right.
And he's going to, if everything works out right, he'll be working for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
That's right, flying.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Oh. So we'll get that going. And that's a big thing. And we only have a few more minutes left, which is good. Actually, the timing on the clock is actually pretty good. We wanted a minute off like we were the last few weeks.
Yeah.
But that was pretty well set. We got about 7 minutes left. And anything you want to add?
Really? After all my expressions? Okay.
Yeah,
let's talk about something positive. Okay?
Okay.
It's a good day. Business is great. Things are coming together. The weather is good. It didn't rain. Everybody's got their health. Everybody's happy. It's a good note. Looking forward to working out timing of getting guests on the show, but they're all over the place, so it's hard because of time differences. And they're in other parts of the country. And it's hard to lock it in. It's not that they don't want to. It's just hard to lock them in. And now that the music industry is open again, everybody's touring, everybody. From what I saw, Bruce Springsteen and Styx are touring, ELO. I mean, everybody, they're all coming out of the thing and doing music. Being locked into your home or wherever the hell you were for, 2 years, because it's rough, you write music, you want to make new albums, but everybody's coming out. It's hard to get people on our show because they're touring. So that was
What? It doesn't really matter.
I like just having a nice conversation. See, Mark agrees with me. He knows, it's goofy. I think the whole thing is goofy.
There's a book. He was talking about Mike Payel's book. I want to get a book called Christina.
Okay.
Christina Bob's book, Stealing Your Vote. Trump urges supporters to go out and purchase a copy of Christina Bob's book, Stealing Your Vote.
Congress is nothing like it was. They're disarrayed. They're dysfunctional. They're stupid. They have no. I believe some of the accomplishments are very small. They're not. It's not getting there. And I'm going to say something. I don't believe he's a good leader in Congress. I don't. I think it was all about title. I don't think he's got the pulp to do it.
Well, right now he's doing everything he promised, and we're watching. He knows that he knows there's only one vote to kick him out. And he knows that, and so far he's done everything we said he was doing based on it.
But his heart's not into it, he was forced into it.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He's kicking and screaming. He's doing what he's supposed to do, and that we're fine with at the moment. If he screws up, he's out.
But you're holding his dick because if he does anything, you're going to rip it the fuck off of him. Okay?
Right, so that's okay. That's fine.
Who represents my heart of this country. Okay, it's not about a title.
Right now he's doing great. Right now I have no problems with he's doing great. And so we're leaving it at the moment. He knows that if he does it, he's done.
Fine. Okay, well, I'm still waiting for all the hoodlums to get stuck. And things
the restaurant, as I announced earlier, they already filed treason charges against Biden and Hunter Biden. So his days are numbered. Kamala Harris was told to lawyer up, and she's going down soon today also.
Prices are bad. And
that's
going to
take a while.
You know what's even worse? Prices are going up, and packages
in some areas. Right.
No.
But your prices are starting to, in some areas, prices are coming down, but they're not.
Are putting less in the product.
That may be.
Oh, no,
but anyway, we're running out of time. We're down to 3 minutes.
This is Scarlett Butler telling everyone, have a great night. Enjoy. Be happy. God bless America. I'll be back on Sunday with more communications for you. And I'm always telling the truth. And I don't lie. So you may not like what I have to say. You may not agree what I have to say. But it is the truth. Good night, everybody. Bye.
All right. Good night, everybody. We'll be back on Sunday at 7 o'clock. The truth is out there. Voice of People on Block Talk Radio. Enjoy every minute of it. You can look us up in archives on Block Talk Radio. So all you have to do is type in The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People Radio Show, and we're there. See you on Sunday at 7 o'clock. Have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I gladly stand up. today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the youth.